From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting no let-up in violence on the streets of Israel. The wave of violence continues as Israelis shot dead three Palestinians they said had attacked them with knives Saturday in Jerusalem and the West Bank city of Hebron. An Israeli police spokesperson said a 16-year-old Palestinian drew a knife on officers in Jerusalem when they stopped him to ask for identification after a bystander said he was behaving suspiciously. She said the officers shot and killed the teenager after he tried to stab them. This incident took place near where two Palestinian men boarded a bus earlier in the week and began shooting and stabbing passengers, killing two. Elsewhere Saturday, Israel's military said an Israeli pedestrian shot and killed a Palestinian who tried to stab him in the West Bank city of Hebron. The military said the Palestinian was shot dead before he could harm the man. Later, police said a Palestinian woman stabbed a female officer at a border police base in Hebron before the officer shot her dead. The officer's hand was slightly wounded. Over the past month, eight Israelis have been killed in Palestinian attacks, most of them stabbings. In that time, 39 Palestinians were killed by Israeli fire, including 18 labeled by Israel as attackers, the rest in clashes with Israeli troops. Migrants streaming across the Balkans reached Slovenia Saturday, diverted overnight by the closure of Hungary's border with Croatia and the latest demonstration of Europe's disjointed response to the flow of people reaching its borders. Hungary's right-wing government declared its southern frontier with Croatia off-limits to migrants, blocking entry with a metal fence and razor wire. This is VOA News. Croatia began directing migrants west to Slovenia, which said some 300 had arrived and would be registered before continuing their journey to Austria and Germany, the preferred destination of the vast majority and many of them Syrians fleeing war. The United Nations Refugee Agency fears Hungary's unilateral action will leave migrants stranded and without access to basic protection. Nicholas Storup is the agency's coordinator in the area.
Of course, that brings an additional concern that people will be stuck without access to the basic protection.
Hungary says it is duty-bound to secure the borders of the European Union from mainly Muslim migrants threatening, it says, the prosperity, security, and Christian values of Europe. European Union leaders have agreed on a plan to offer Turkey $3.5 billion together with visa-free travel and renewed accession talks in return for stopping the flow of refugees and migrants into the EU. However, as Henry Ridgewell reports from London, the offer is getting a lukewarm reception in Ankara.
The European money is aimed at helping Turkey to improve conditions for the 2 million refugees it is hosting on its soil and keeping them in Turkey. To sweeten the deal, visa-free travel to the EU for Turkish citizens will be fast-tracked and talks on Turkey joining the EU will be re-energised. German Chancellor Angela Merkel described the meeting as very productive. She says the question of money played a role, as well as the start of a new chapter, by which I mean we will revitalize the perspective for accession for Turkey. But Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, said Friday Europe's offer of talks on EU membership was insincere. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
A powerful, slow-moving typhoon is swirling toward the Philippines, raising the threat of torrential rains and possibly catastrophic flooding on the main island of Luzon. Forecasters predict Typhoon Kapu will make landfall early Sunday and could stall once it arrives, dumping as much as 600 millimeters of rain over the next several days. As of midday Saturday, the storm had sustained winds of up to 160 kilometers per hour and was expected to continue strengthening before hitting the country. But the biggest threat could come from rain and the resulting floods, landslides, and storm surges, according to forecasters. Kapu is not expected to hit the capital, Manila, directly. It will instead likely sweep across the northern end of Luzon. Some 25 typhoons and storms hit the Philippines each year, many of them deadly. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.